there's a concept of makeup. Talk about makeup, which is a common phenomenon, and it's, the halachas are quite complex, and it's not simple what people are. The first Gemara, Natsadi Heyam and Aleph, the 10th line, Yisha lo sabir srak al ponel, the neshet sovas. It's a very, very serious violation of sovas. If a woman puts on makeup on her face, some color on her face, sounds like it's a really serious matter. Pashup shot, very serious. The question is how we define sovas and how we define makeup. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos that the tzeva she'ena miskayim klal is potter. Why? Shariato maviro l'shato. We'll see it. Sorry. I mean maviro. What are the words? Translate the words. Maviro l'shato. The machlekes what the word means. Many understood the word maviro l'shato to mean you will remove it shortly. We say lahavira mechukim ritzonecha, to remove them. You have to still kind of get it right. To remove them. That's how some understand the words in the Rambam, that he meant maviro l'shato means it's going to be removed shortly. Seva shein miskayim klal don shehev esrak al sheisher al gabi barzel and nechosh so potter. Shreta maviro l'shato. Benetz aveiklum. So that's how they say pshat. You're going to remove it. Others say no. That's not what it means at all. No. Look at this word. Kagon shehev esrak al gabi barzel. This word hever doesn't mean to remove. It means to place. On the contrary, to place. You place across the surface. That's to be mavir. Right? Now you're removing it. You're placing it. That's what it means. It's maviro l'shata means it's not going to last even by itself. It's not going to last. I'm just going to remove it. Removing it wouldn't help. That's a shaila how to translate the words simply in terms of what the Rambam meant. If he means that, which I think is in a sense a more simple pshat, notwithstanding the Chaskinim and others, so they say behilchos Shabbos b'Shabbos out of court. He said that the what's the classic of Tzoveya? You dye a material. Have a look at my tie. My tie was dyed all kinds of colors. I can't remove this. Scrape it off. Wash it off. It's not going to come off. That's called Tzoveya. It's Tzoveya in the Mishkan. But if you Tzoveya other surfaces, which you just wash it off, that's not considered to be Tzoveya in the first place. And therefore, as a matter of fact, when the Rambam quotes the halacha of makeup, which we just spoke about, he has an interesting phrase. Rambam says, "Hatzaveas alves v'lochs." If you have aser, this is in Chavez, it's all the Rabbanans. Leisha lahavir srak, again, lahavir srak al poneo. Neshehi, what's the key word, the key letter? Kitzovas. It's not really tzovas, it's kitzovas, it's a din derabbanan. Why is it a din derabbanan? He explains, because it's not attached permanently. So there's a block of chibur. You have the dye attaching itself to the cotton of my shirt, right? So that makes it a blue shirt. That's tzoveya. But here you're putting on your face. That's not, your face didn't turn blue. Right now, there's a blue thing on your face. It's going to fade away by itself. You're going to wash your face in the morning. Whatever it's going to be, it's not considered to be the level of adhering that it's required for the malach of tzoveya proper. And therefore, it's only a iser derabbanan. That's what pshat, which is suggested according to Chita Zerah. But it's lost with derabbanan. Truth to tell, there is a source. It says it's a daraisa. The smag understood the word tzovas literally. Tzovas, not kit tzovas. Yechayim ed araisa. Yechayim ed araisa. That's a serious, a little scary. Yechayim ed araisa. That cheetahs are smag. As a matter of fact, the Nishmas Adam quotes it. The paskins like Rav Elezer, you don't require miskayim. Basically, more of shochet. Shochet mishim tzoveya, even though it's not miskayim, it's only the dark of a kach. Okay. That's the shali from how we pass into this question. Now, the Mishnah Brura, when he's stuck with this kasha, why is there no din doraisa when it comes to his makeup? Create a new cloud. Ein tzviya medoraisa al gufa adam. What does it mean? Shalu din? Malacha Moshe Messina? Where did he get it from? So the Shabbos for Shabbos explains, no, that's what it means. It doesn't absorb in the skin as dye absorbs on your shirt. It's just sort of superficial. And therefore, it can easily be removed by washing. Okay? Not going to be shot in that Rambam when it came to Barzel and Shashar. Those are metal surfaces. Whatever you color, put a color on it, it sort of washes off by itself. And that's all.
Is the Mishmur arguing on the smog, or is he going to be smogging
into the... No, the smog holds it on the rice. The Shibur doesn't pass like this. Like he quotes the smog as a sheet to be mocked before, but not that he's passing that way. Does anyone say it's good to put it on your face? The first source we found is Shut Maharam Brisk. He perceived the Brisk dynasty that we know about, the Shpachas Salvation. Maharam Brisk came before, but Brisk had a tradition of Choshev Rabbani even before my Rebbe's family. And he explains that if you put what he calls there, we'll call it a kind of talcum powder, some kind of powder on your face, it's not going to be tovea at all, and apparently yotze is absolutely mutter, not putter, but mutter. What did he say? That's a triple derabbanan. Number one, or other. He held that some kind of did is no deraisa on a human body. Don't know exactly why, but that's what he says. Number two, he says, it's really, what kind of color? They put a color on the face, which was to simulate the color of the face. You don't put green on your face. Put something which is a skin color. So it's a skin color on both sides, so it's not the Raisi claims. And number three, it's not even so much coloring, it's more shiny. And those last two stars are very, very problematic. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Shimchav, it sounds like he says that even that the same color is even more chum. It's discussing the other Mavan Avram, but if you have berries, strawberries on a red garment, it's worse than strawberries on a different colored garment. That's not a right brewer. That's we'll get to soon. It had the Berech Lichluch, it wouldn't apply, but it's the same color. Others say that really the fact is more kal if it's the same color. That's the Maran Bris Shita. And the fact that it only makes it shinier, again, not so pashut. Shmir Shabbos says that making it shinier is also like talk about put on your lips or on your fingernails. You put a kind of a polish which is the same color, makes it shinier. They quote a din about they took their shoes and they would smear oil on it. That would make it the same color, shinier. Or pokeses. What's pokeses? Here in the sugya on Sadi Dalet on the base. Right, there's a sugya of pokeses. What does that mean in the Mishnah of pokeses? Question what it means. Tocho kemitbotek alponea, ukshenot loso madim aboso. Take away that thing, it makes the skin a little bit redder. Pashto means it's shinier, and that's considered itself to be an issue of tzoveya. So I'm just giving you the first person to be mad to something or other, obviously very limited, was the Maharam Brisk. Okay, fine, good. Just to give you a historical background. Now let's get to Tachas Halacha Lamaisa. What's going on in the world today that we live in? Many will call them Shomer Shabbos women. Put on makeup. I don't understand how you can do such a thing. We just learned that it's at least Asa Medrabonim, or some say even a Nisa D'Oraisa. So it all starts with the children of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has a tshuva also about this, which he writes that talcum powder is what the why doesn't adhere to the skin. Rav Moshe writes that in Igros Moshe, Chelik Aleph Simen Kuf Yudalet. It falls down, that's what the body of the Shulchan writes in Kuf Me'avov, Schof. That being the case, the Sheva Halevi says that maybe if you are using nail polish, might even be a d'oraisa. But the nail polish is not subject to coming off the skin with the heat of the body, right? And it sticks very tight. If you wash your hands, it doesn't come off. Now, of course, according to the Hilchos Shabbos, the Shabbos has to actually get absorbed as the dye gets absorbed to the cotton. But okay, it's not that much regular, but it's still more chomer than the makeup on the face. In any event, Rav Moshe certainly is, but apparently he's referring to a very limited case. You get an impression that people took Rav Moshe and took his legacy, and they used to be called in America today, ran with it. Perhaps they ran too far. That's what's written in the Sefer called the Lamed Tes Melachos. Lamed Tes Melachos is very upset about some of the additional usage of these makeups. Yes, there are those who say it's the Rabbanon, because you don't wash your face every day, writes the Tzotzo Shulchan. The Mishnah Berurah writes going to the Rambam. It might be certain times you're going to be chayim, not chayim, because how long it's going to last. In any event, Rabbi Osai, Lemaisa, I'm not going to say it's in Daraisa, but to say it's mut, it's very hard. So Rambam Tetzlokas writes in the back, in the footnote, they heard there are moshes out there, certain powders, all kinds of letters to that effect. Number one, the unfortunate fact is that this is abused. Because Rav Moshe is referring to a case where the makeup is not adhered so tightly to the skin. Today's makeups, they do, quote, I'm giving a quote of the Lamed Tes Melachos, our powders, nidbakos heitev, because they're usually oil-based. Rabim toim bazeh. They base themselves on Rav Moshe. That's not true. And therefore he passes the halacha l'maisa, as Rav Moshe himself said in the Chelek Hey, if it's oil-based, it's usur. Only talc, which has no oil, no one uses that. So he thinks that the people, unfortunately, misinterpreted Rav Moshe, and they took it too far. It's a very serious problem. And therefore, at first glance, there's no heter whatsoever to use makeup. Even though Father Rambam is the Rabbanan, but you know, today's Hanukkah, right? Last day Hanukkah? Who lit candles yesterday last night? It's only the Rabbanan. We keep the Rabbanan too. There is a body of thought, and we read it together in Rabbi Jachter's piece that I showed you, that says that, you know, maybe we should say, if it's the Rabbanan, we should apply the principle of Kavod HaBrios. Kavod HaBrios is knocks off certain the Rabbans. Now, what in the world is Kavod HaBrios over here? Well, apparently there are some women who are so sensitive to this that they wouldn't walk out in the street without their makeup, and therefore, Mishum Kavodam, we should be lenient. This is important to know that it's so apparently so widespread, because you can't say Kavod HaBrios if you're particular Mishagas. Not for now, it's talking about it in a different context. But here, apparently it's obviously not all women feel that, but apparently many, many women feel that way. So maybe they should have some kind of a cooler based upon Kavod HaBrios. Okay, listen, it's hard for me to get into the woman, forgive the expression, the skin of the woman, to understand whether she has skin has to look a certain way. That I can't do. I should have given them koma, which none of us will get to. All right? Okay. We will admit to Shem. Those who are not yet married will get to appreciate an Eish Chayil, which we have to talk about today's Thursday. We're supposed to be talking about Shalom Bayis, but this week I just can't arrange it. Maybe subsequent weeks we'll talk about it. But it's important to realize that Kavod HaBrios plays a significant role. I wanted to say a leniency, which is, I'm not saying an halacha l'maisa, only what I call a limud tzchus. Limud tzchus is, we just said before that tzvi is a malacha of chibur. Just yesterday, the day before, in our chazara, we learned that when it comes to melacha of chibur, such as kosher, there are many leniencies. If it's almanas lahatir or with less than 24 hours, it's considered to be a Kesha Shena Shakayama Klal. And we said that's a unique din by kosher, does not apply to all the malachas. But it does apply, we said, to Oreg. That's right over in front of us. Sadi, Dalam, and Beis. Take a look. Kosher says, Ain't so for the sky, and shall medicine a spirit. It's not considered the love of Oreg. We don't find Shakul when it comes to other malachas of Bona and of Asho. We don't have such a thing. The terrace is, and they are to say, malach of Chibu. Could be that Salveh is also malach of Chibu. And therefore, if it's going to be undone, and if it's going to last less than 24 hours, there'll be some kind of a smach malach. Ah, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara's been favored, Shabbos and Sadiheim and Aleph, until we started in Shia. Yishalo Savis, Rak Aponer, the nation Salvas. Salvas, the rice, the Kitzalvas, the Rabbonon. But what? Something. Perhaps in those days, we did a little bit of a homework on the internet, etc. They would literally paint their faces, as the American Indians would do it. Those are the movies. Right? So that was, if you look at the ancient description of some ancient practices of the time of the Mishnah, the Brisa, okay, even the Gemara, they'd paint themselves. The paint didn't last forever on their skin either, but it lasted certainly more than 24 hours. Maybe that's what it says in the Gemara. A very straka ponel. Red stuff was very powerful. As opposed to what we do, which lasts for a much shorter period of time, perhaps there's some kind of a leniency, bizman hazeh, which didn't exist bizman ha-Gemara. It's a limud zchus. It's not passed this way. No one else also said this. I never saw anywhere in print. But it's a limud zchus. Well, I remember limud zchus in Klal Yisrael. So either it's mishum kavod abrius, or what I just said now, afal pi ken, the psak in your house has to be, that's a minig Yisrael of generations. If a woman wants to have lipstick, she should put on the fancy lipstick which lasts for 24 hours before Shabbos. And the makeup, whatever she puts on before Shabbos, as long as it lasts, it lasts. And as I told you already, but those Yisrael know, saying, that's without makeup.
What about taking it off?
Huh?
What about if you put on before Shabbos, taking it off?
Oh, that's the next question. Can you take it off? What may you take off? I mean, we spoke with she yesterday. If something's called kosev, there's an issue of mochek. If something is called soveya, there's no parallel issue. So even the we paskin, these things are soveya. Even kocheles, two different yourselves, removing eyeliners and this kind of stuff, which is more like kocheles. So there's room to be made on the ground. It's sovas, and sovas is no parallel malacha. There's no twin malacha to sovas as there is mochek to kosev. That's why I think it's permissible. Let's go on. Shlem Azama is in two different places. One place he's even machmir a little bit, or removing nail polish for going to the mikveh. He's afraid that maybe some kind of an issa, and then people ask against him, what are you talking about? That's only if it's considered to be kosher. It's no, we don't pass it's kosher. We pass it's soveya. There's no parallelism. That's what's up. Good. So having discussed this, Rebbe Osai, there were two leniencies in the halachas of soveya, which are quite remarkable. I think we should open a Shulchan Aruch, because I think if you don't oversee a Shulchan Aruch, it's going to be too much Torah Shabbat Peh, as far as this is concerned. We had the Gemara for the first question. Now it's time to look at the Shulchan Aruch in a funny place, not the place that we normally look. Normally look at Hilchos Soveya. There is no Hilchos Soveya, really. Shin Bey, Shin Gimel, that's where it's found. This is found in a totally different place, which is remarkable where it's found. And that is in Shin Chof Ches. Sif Mem Ches. Shin Chof Ches, we're supposed to learn next month. It's about Refuah B'Shabbos, and Chol B'Shabbos. But we're getting coming attractions. What's that? Coming attractions. Sif Mem Ches. What does it say over there? Os Laniach Beged Al Maka Shosin B'Med Adam, Mesh Adam Yitzva also. Look at this. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Can you imagine? Poor guy's bleeding. Nebuch. Stop! Don't put your handkerchief there because it's going to make the handkerchief red. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, the Kalkul of Potter, also the Chatchila. Beged Adam is even worse than the Mishnah Berurah of Kupayim, as we said before. Same color as certain as far as the head of Derech Lichlo. It's going to say, Mokha Matchak, it's going to be Mekel, because Derech Lichlo, Rabosai. Derech Lichlo. This is a Machlo, because we're showing is there a heter of derech lichluch, or is there no heter of derech lichluch? All right. There are riots back and forth. There's a discussion of moch l'nidasa. Woman has a period, she can insert something to catch the blood Okay? We discussed that I'm supposed to speak about with Hashem in 2 weeks. We talk about the Rahotzah, that's the context of Sam of Dalit. But no one talks about Israel of Tzoveya. Right? So apparently, should we put the Mishum Derech Lichluch? That's what the one of the riots that's brought by the Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe. Chavivus, Chanukah, we know, is a big Lubavitcher holiday, all the menorahs everywhere. I'm not going into the halachas about it, but sort of the high profile is there. And so he took out the Shulchan Aruch HaRav today, in honor of Zos Chanukah. And he has in Kuntres Achron, in Simon Shin Beis, a lengthy piece. It's about Malabe, and it's about Soveya. It's about different leniencies. It's not meant to be colored. That's one of his yesodos. His lashon is as follows. He says, ain't dark a cloud, then it's okay. Dark a tzviya, it's also not even a derech lichluch. But ain't dark a cloud, teida, im look at also isha, shepir senida, b'shabes, itan shemoch, shiskina, then he does from Tzoveya. Like a beggar ala maka we just saw. No one heard you think. Must be that's the word. Kam na'am zen ezer. He was a tremendous fan of the Alta Lubavitcher, but he argues it all the time. That's with Ma'arev Mechapa, that whole thing. Yeah? He says, no raya. The reason why it's no raya is the woman puts a certain thing in this part of the body, right then it's clean. Later on, when the body, certain things are coming out of the woman's body, that's called a kind of a grumma. That's why it's what. Now, grumma is a topic we'll discuss next week, we'll see how the Shmaya. But that's what he throws in, does the Avnei Nezer to rebut the raya that the Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe brought. The psikration lo nichalei, aside from everything else. Okay? And to prove the point, he quotes the Shulchan Aruch over here. Lachain, right here, Shinchel Ches Nam Ches. Yesh lircho tzamaka b'mayim tchila lahavir dam shebamaka. And then you put on a beggar. Wait a minute. That removes the blood right now, but it's a bleeding wound. It's going to come out later. Oh! It's grow up, that's why we can be made in that particular shayla. Question of the woman who bedikas, the Shiva the Kiyim. Also a question, which I'm not going to go into the details right now, but it's a similar question whether the being a raya lekula of a derech lichluch from these manifestations, yes or no. Some say yes, and some say no. This is a bit of a discussion. Oh, so now, there's another raya, amazingly, from Ksubis. Muto livo betchila b'shabes. Either besula libidam. Muto anyway. So the question is, if parsu are similar, it's not a Torah, it was not a Talmud, that is similar, and it was a white sheet, which would demonstrate that she was in fact a besula, b'chule b'chule, there's a whole pilpul. Is that considered to be muto? Maybe that's considered to be terech lichluch. Well, some say it's only a grama again. The old story. So this is fascinating, right? So we have from these unusual situations to this question, the fundamental question of derech lichluch. There's a similar heter in some ways. Ein tzviya ba'ochlin. Take a look, if you will. Shin chaf sif yutes. Certain highlights. You can't see everything. Shin Chaf Sif Yutes. Liten Karka Betav Shemutah Ve'Nochem Tomei Shem Tzoveya V'Ein Tzviya B'Yochlin Ayesot Ein Tzviya B'Yochlin. Okay. Where did it come from? Who said so? Does anyone disagree with it? So the Mr. Brewer says that this cool exists. The Berelach quotes in Nishma Sano doesn't like the whole thing. Why? Shabbos Ayin Hay, Shochet Mishum Tzoveya. Even though it's an Ochel, or as the Ruach says, it's or it's not an Ochel. Nichakol. Skin is not an Ochel. Adkan the Berelach, Shin Chof Sif Yud Tes. Okay. If you look at Mishnah Berurah in the Vav, he says that you're not permitted to color your schnapps. Sheikh Mimena, Prima Gona. as a, like they have the show, showcase windows, you know, they make things colorful to attract customers. That's not allowed. Not allowed. No, if that's the case, there's no right from Shochet. Right? Why do they make sure the blood fell on the skin so it's refreshed? Go to the butcher shop and buy fresh meat. So what is that? Like fresh meat? It's like a showcase. That's what the post can talk about, whether it's considered Tzvi B'Ochlin or not. Chacham Tzvi says that if it's royal Machal Adam, there's no Chiv and Tzoveya. Even if you don't eat it, it's a Chiddush Golem Ma'od. A Chiddush Golem Ma'od. Do we pass in this way? I don't know. Do we pass in this way? Mishnah Berurah writes in the same Sifkot, Nun Vav. Lo Lahosim Samamonim B'Tzlochis Mayim. The Shashchi of Chadas, Mayim. Mayim is drinkable. Again, I'm assuming they mean drinkable before you mix in the dye. We're saying three of the Oakland. I mean, it's an Oakland before or it's an Oakland after. Not completely clear. Not completely clear. Now, it's interesting, Rabbi Osai, the Mishnah Berurah is Matir in that same Sivkotin, Nun Vav. And here you have kavana to change the color. We can be mekel based on the prima gun. That's a chiddush. That's a chiddush. It's based on the sugya of chardel, which they did it quote unquote latakein hamara. Not so simple. That's really true. There are those who want to be machmer in the shaila, and say the only time it's mutter. If you commit your intentions to eat it, you make it a little bit colorful. If your main intention is to color it, then maybe there would be no head. Okay, so we discussed two heterim, the head thereof Derech Lichluch, and the head thereof Ein Tzvi B'Ochlin. They have their naysayers, and they have their certain limitations, etc. Yes, sir?
The fact that the Derech is just straight out afterwards, Makko Yigo, right?
That's what we spoke about that yesterday. These malachas apply, we're going to throw it out at the end of the day. Should we say it's Ein Ashel Ein Amiskayin? Which it's Miskayim, because it's not going to be separated from the original item. Even though they both go down to the garbage, might still be a problem. I'm going to get to it right this minute. I want to talk about a very serious, serious question. Suppose we talk about, what about you go to someone's house, and you notice, when you use the facilities, I use that expression, use the facilities, all of a sudden, it turns blue. Ribbono shel olam, Ribbono shel olam. So there are those who want to say it's a Nisa Daraisa, which you saw, right? It's Salamonim, it's Lochus Mayim. It's hard to say that. There he's a scavenger. He wants it to look pretty. Here it's Psegration, presumably below Nichalei. Nichalei, Pashup Shah. The Orla Tzion, Chacham, Tzion HaRashaul, and his Orla Tzion wants to be Matir, and he says it's not comparable to what the post can talk about, quoted over here, the Rambam says, Ha'osa Ein Hatzeva. Someone who makes Ein Hatzeva, that should be here in the Rambam. Here we go. Says that Ola Tzion, that you make a dye, that dye will color something else. That's a din of Tzoveya. But over here, that wouldn't apply. So when the water turns blue, does not apply. Doesn't apply. And he throws it, you just said, Eino Miskayen. Flush down the toilet. So what's the pshat? So you could say pshat. Well, look, the whole thing goes, down the sewer. But I have a better shot. Because maybe with that whole bar, yesterday's bar, tomorrow, this is with the Rashi and Sukkah, that may not help that it goes to the garbage. A different bar. Once you flush, it goes down into the sewer, the color disappears. Because you have a certain amount of blue. It's enough to make the contents of the bowl blue. But it gets mixed into 100 times its volume into the whole big pipe. It's colorless again. So that's the bar of Chacham. Ben Zion. That's why I understood. Otherwise, it's a question of the Maral Diska with the Rashi and Sukkah. Oh, Then he says to Mishnah, I don't know if it's factually true. You tell me. And if you just leave it the way it is, the color will disappear. Is that true? Person has those kind of houses that have those blue things. And you flush the toilet. Okay. Friday afternoon, go away for Shabbos. Come back Sunday morning. What's it going to look like? It'll look blue or not. Yeah, who knows? I don't have it in my house. Who has it? No one has it in the house? No one has it? If you come back 36 hours later, will it still be blue or will it be white?
It'll be like on the bottom.
Be what?
I think it'll be on the bottom, like the color just sinks to the bottom.
Oh, really?
I think I've seen
that. That's good. Maybe that the blue, yeah. The wood. So then maybe Chacham Ben Tzion is correct. Shlomo Zalman, I don't know what you're talking about. Lo yadati kamen haso. Because they have different kinds of blue. I don't know. Machlokes Metzius. I don't know. I just don't know. In any event, Rabbi Osai, since it's made to be flushed down very shortly, Pashas is not a Doraisa. Then you can say it's covered Abrius again, the same story if you can't detach it. So it comes to Tzitz Eliezer, Ein Svia Bihochlin, Rabbi Osai. He said, look, it's regular water. It's clean water. We're spoiled. We would never imagine that. It's crazy for us. But it's clean water. No, later on, you dirty it, but if it comes out clean. The same water comes out to your sink. That's what he says. Okay. What can I tell you? So a lot of coolers, a lot of chumras, and there's apparently some kind of I think they call it maybe Niagara, they call it, that doesn't get right away, doesn't get blue right away. First it comes out, regular, clear water. And when it fills to the top, then somehow some blue comes in. They talk about the possibility of grumma. So there's another svara to be making on this serious question which has come up. It can come up. I mean, we should try to avoid getting involved in situations, obviously. But, you know, if somebody gets stuck, you know, you don't know where you're going to be. Okay? So that's something which is, worthy of note. Okay. Let's discuss a couple of other interesting questions with respect to Tzoveya. Which come up here and there. That depends on, you know, some are more common, some are less common, but they're all worth discussing. This is for everybody, right? Yeah. Everyone has to use the facilities, sometimes it's glued in. But some people sometimes have to do certain medical tests. Yeah, some people have to check the urine checks to see how much blood is in it, how much sugar is in it. There's some who check for the ovulation that way. All kinds of things, and you put it in a dipstick, and it turns colors. What's it in? What's halacha? The Shmir Shabbos Lechos says matir it. What's his raya? Look, a woman who's a nida can do a bedika, and he goes the same rayas again with a little betchila. All right, and Rav Shlomo Zalman is not comparable. The Dikas Nida, she doesn't have in mind to color it. If I catch, she's going to be clean. But here, you don't want to see the change in color of that stick. But it's only to know something else, not the color as such, not the Mishnah. She may do it in a matter of grama, Rabbi Osai. Rabbi Yashavel, it's Derech Lichluch. Can you imagine that? You can throw it out right away. That's mutl l'tzorch. That's quite amazing. Okay, but that's what he's quoted as saying. Again, a person who has a problem with the Shadeska Shaila, what to do? Because the big machmir and the big makilim. Last question, last two questions, are something that they're saying. Are the photo gray glasses and thermometers? Now the photo ray glass, I think I told you a story from Rabbi Teller, Shlita. He tells stories on Hanukkah, it's a different kind of story. According to what he told me, Rav Rebetzin Auerbach, Aleha Shalom, who was Rav Shlomo Zalman's daughter-in-law, Matthew Rabbi Zriel Shlita, by the gun, and his daughter of Liyashiv, went to get glasses. And the optometrist, by the gun, said, do you want to have photograph? So she hemmed and hawed. What's the matter? I don't know what to do. My father thinks it's usr. My father-in-law thinks it's mutter. So he didn't know what she was. He says, father, your father-in-law, why'd you ask a person? That's the story that Rabbi Teller would say. Oh, through the story, we remember the psak. That it's a machlekes goli apostle. I didn't see Rabbi Yashiv in print, because I couldn't get a hold of that table called the Avnei Yashve. If someone get it, Michelik Bey Simon Lamentes, it's supposed to talk about this, he quotes Rabbi Yashiv. I'm guessing it says, quotes Rabbi Yashiv, but I don't have it. Let me get it in one of your search engines, let me know. Let me know on Sunday, I'd like to see what it says there. So, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is making on the Shaila. Number one, he says, the person's not coloring it, the sun does it. Look, I can't get a suntan. Well, as a matter of fact, the sun is, you really shouldn't get a suntan. You're not supposed to lie in the sun on Shabbos and get a tan. Then it says, well, it's not, Eino Shel Kayama. Go back into the shade. It disappears, goes back to be transparent. It's like opening and closing a door. We had that yesterday. Talk about the opening and closing of the book. We'll have it again today or Sunday about opening and closing the beers of the Kalim. So therefore, it's considered shimush, not considered to be malacha, like opening. The other examples that we gave. But Moshe is also makel, you're not really coloring anything. It disappears by itself. It's covered. It's covered with a piece of colored paper. It's hard to know exactly what it means specifically. As far as the thermometer is concerned, there are those who say it's the same thing. Same thing. As in Sicily, has it, same as photograph. Shlomo Zalman says, no. There, you're doing a specific action yourself in order to yield the color. Now, you put it on the baby, and then it comes at a certain color. So it's again a machlokes, that's a little bit more chumash, you try to avoid. Adka. Rabbosai, this concludes our brief description of Tzoveya, already halfway through this year, and we have to start Bona. Now, Bona is, as we know, is a Mayim Sheinlem Sof Bona, but we'll try to discuss some highlights. Obviously, we can't discuss everything. So just bear with me. As we start the Siyata, the Shmaya, the Sugya of Bona, and even though it may seem overwhelming to you, go back to the beginning of the Shia, Nefesh Omla Omlo, you have to try. Yagata. Yagata Matzah Satana. Try to work hard, try to master as much as you can of the Sugya of Bona, and you'll have a Siyata, the Shmaya. The Torah will go to bat for you, as it were. Okay. So there are certain cases about putting things on the ground, which is the problem. For example, that ayin gimel omud beis, the Gemara talks about the gavshushis, and you remove it. Gavshushis in the Torah chayim b'vayis mishabone. What are you doing over here? You're leveling out the floor level, right? You're leveling out. That's considered. The bitch is also considered to be bone. So Rashi explains the nature of the Yisr in the first case. What is it? What is the nature of the Avera? Binyan Shemiskavin Lahashvos Karki Yisra. Trying to make a nice flat surface. We're removing the bumps. That's considered to be bona. Bona. Okay. There's a Sugin Erevin and discusses the various levels. Take a look at Mishnah Berurah, be faster to see. Shin Yud Gimel Sif Yud. Shin Yud Gimel, skipping many, many parts of Kaka Chalon and all kinds of things. What's all that whole sugya? But some things you have to see, which are more practical. Shin Yud Gimel Sif Yud. Chodesh and Skadal may make shaman. Okay? Sugya with an Erevin. You can throw Tevin on it, not most of all opinion. Okay? But the Mishnah Berurah gives you some klolim over here. Sikkot Nunet. Lo choshev kamosif. Why? Should lo mevatle hasam. You're going to remove it later. But if you mevatle it there, aser ashuye gumos. Okay? What about the father chol vavokim babayis kelechas harov? Shari. Eina mechav in the binyan. So he sits over here. Mishnah Berurah. Okay, so the Sugan Erevin talks about the people would throw salt on the ramp leading up to the Mizbeach so that people shouldn't trip. What's the pshat, Rabosai? So, in certain cases, we are makil on the grounds that if people were going to trip, it's going to cause Nezek the Rabin. Nezek the Rabin, there's certain leniencies. The Gemara is over here in the Sefer Shabbos, on that Mem Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Mechavin Gachela Shematas, which is a Rabin, Bishvil Shalo Yizoku Barabin. Special leniencies. Once it's only the Rabbanon, Lo Gozo Al Ashur, so this is the Rabin, Top Rashi, on the Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Here too. Why is this relevant? On both sides, today is December the 5th. I'm saying it for a reason. Talamot, as you remember. You already said it twice, I sure hope. Okay? We're starting the winter season. Okay? But it snows. So it snows. What do people do on the snow? They either shovel the snow or they throw salt. And the salt melts the snow. Can you do that on Shabbos? You used to throw salt on the snow? Or on the ice? The ice is even more slippery. May you or may you not. Some Muslims say you may. There are bonnets in over here because you're making the ground look smoother. Yeah, but it's Mokham Desert, the Rabin. People will walk on your sidewalk and trip, Chas V'Shalom. Aside from the lawsuit, you don't want to hurt people to get hurt. So therefore, there's room to be lenient in this kind of a situation. There are those who claim that we should be even more lenient with respect to snow and ice, because snow and ice are considered to be separate from the ground. Something's on the ground itself, there's something sticking out of the ground, the gavshushes, that's more common. But ice is different. Take a look at the Mordechai Rabosai, in Siman Shin Lamed Aleph, just for a second. Shin Lamed Aleph, Rabosai, you can find it over here on page Yud Zayin, the new print. Just two lines. Go to Rav Yoh. Mutter Lishbar Agborod Velika Hamayim Amunachim Tato. Okay? Matas Rosh Hashayef Shalom Chodef Chavis. There's no Easter of Bona or Soser when you break the ice to get the water which is underneath it. Why not? Because two reasons. Number one, the ice is considered to be a separate entity. You'll take a look over here, it's right in front of you. In Siman Shin Chav, it just came from there. Siman Shin Chav. Here in Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah Rabosai, Siv Kodon, Lamed Vov, Siv Yud, Mutal Lishaber, Akerach, Tehidid Almayim, Mitachta, we saw it in Mordechai, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Shvirz Kachin Melach HaKlal, yeah, and the Bogan Avraham says, if it's in a Nor or Bear, it's Osir, B'chubal HaKarka, B'nin Estira, other posts disagree, Shemayim Aleihem, that will be the stira. We could be Mekel, puts in the Elio Rabbah and another Achron. What do they say? It's not part of the ground. It's something on top of the ground. Or that's what the Mama Mordechai and the Tosef Shabbos said. That's quoted by the Sharatian over here. The Sharatian puts the Achron who argue on the Mogan Achron here in Sukkot Mem. So Sefer Shabbos, Mama Mordechai, they both say it's a separate entity. Separate entity. Or, look at Eliyahu Rava, he suggests, not Miskayim, it's going to melt. It's going to melt. It's comparable to the Daf B'fnei HaTana, which we'll talk about today or next week, or both. You can break the covering of in front of the children upon Shabbos, which is also quoted in Shulchan Aruch, a similar idea. This being the case, since most posts were against the Mogan Avraham, as the Mishnah Berurah says, Torah Shabbos Yesh LaHokel, against the Mogan Avraham. Here too, Rabbi Osai, you should be able to pour salt on the ice and on the snow for the same reasons. It's a separate entity, it's going to melt, but if you have an oil spill, that's worse. You want to pour dirt on the oil spill, that's worse, because these two things don't apply. I would stay there forever, Rabbi Osai. And it's not something really separate, it's sort of part of the surface. And that's Nezek D'Rabim. The Rabbim can argue with the Rabbanon, there's room to be more lenient, assuming it's the Rabbanon. Okay, fine. That's what we assume. This is a serious question. Our second serious question in the Malach of Bonet. It's something which also happens. This happens out of the house. Another one told that happens in the house. What's that? A pipe gets stuffed up. This could happen in your sink. It could happen in the bathroom. What's the halacha? So at first glance, it's a mefurisha iser, the mefurisha gemara maset the ksubis. We don't have ksubis in front of us, we all have a riff. Over to the riff, he quotes the gemara. The riff is in the 22nd parak. Quotes the gemara ksubis. I have a page Kuf Samach Tes in my print. I think it's Samach Aleph, Amud Aleph in the old print. Maybe it's on the bottom, maybe it's on top. Because Ksubis have Samach. What does it say? Sinor Sholibo Kaskasin, Vimachan Beragla Vitsin Vishabas Benachoshish. My timer, Vitakin Kalacha Yadu, Vimachum Seda, Logazu Beira Bonam. Okay, get an impression that if it's something which would not be done kalacha yad, would be usher. It would be usher. It sounds like what happened over here exactly? You get an impression there's a, what's it called, a gutter? Is that the right word, that thing on the top of the house? That the water comes down? And it gets stuffed up with leaves. Maisim b'choyom. So to clear it out on Shabbos would be a problem. Sounds like it's the same exact thing. If you're a sink or your toilet gets stuffed and you want to take a plunger, that's the word they use, right? Masheivah. And they to get rid of it, to clear it out, at first glance, you're running right into this problem. First glance. It's a very serious problem, because these things happen. It happens in real life. Shlomo Zalman is quoted by Shmir Shabbos Kolchosa, says as follows. Here, there's a Shabbat Daraisa, if you do it kedako. You know why? Because if the leaves stuff up the gutter, it looks like it's a flat piece of land. It's a flat piece of land. So the shame sino is puka. It's not called a pipe anymore. It's called flat land. Because it was so stuffed up with the leaves to the very top. But over here, in the pipe, in the bathroom or in the kitchen, come on, it's not part of the ground. The pipe is separate. There's a metal still there. Just that it got stuffed up. It didn't lose its Shem Tzinor. It's still called the pipe, as well, there's no Daraisa involved, and even Matan D'Rabbanan, if they use a plunger that's used in the house, that's not anything fancy that a professional plumber would necessarily use. More than that. Look, this is the normal workings of these kinds of things. Normally, it's supposed to, take whatever dirt exists in the sink, and it goes through the pipe. Or whatever dirt is in the toilet goes through the pipe. That's a normal way to do it. So normally, you just pour more water down in the sink by putting on the faucet in the toilet by flushing. It goes out. Now, see, you could knock it down in sort of a little bit of a different way. But it's normal. They want to say a chumrah. I found in the same opinion, Shabbos. And many Israeli porches, there's a one corner, there's a little pipe that's supposed to always be clear. When you finish a sponge up, you let the water, ever see it? Sometimes you walk down and you get hit. It's going to sponge up, and then, what's this? Hold on, look at the, it's Hanukkah, it's not poor. The soapy water comes out on your head. It's been known to happen. When they try to, they try not. But it's supposed to be clear all the time. That's supposed to be have something which is, going to be flushed down with the water. It's supposed to be clear. Therefore, if it gets mud, some mud gets stuck there, that's called a kilkel. That's worse. When it comes to the pipes of the kitchen or the bathroom, it's supposed to be certain things in there that are not so clean. And that's what's meant to be. It's not called a kilkel. Here, it might be called a kilkel, and maybe, in fact, worse. Rabbi has a tshuva, Chelek Dalet. He says that, look, many sinks, they often get stuffed up. That's not called a kilkul, it's just using it. It's like washing the dishes. However, if it's something which is unusual, then it's considered to be a tikkun ktsas, and he should not use a plunger in that kind of a situation. Remarkably, the Hilchos Shabbos for Shabbos is strict by a sink and is lenient by a toilet for two reasons. Obviously, we'll cover the Brias in the toilet situation. But more than that, a sink is not supposed to have any dirt there. You think about it. But they're supposed to have, what's it called? Drain? Supposed to catch all the junk, whatever's there in the sink, and then put throw in the garbage. Supposed to be completely clean water going down the drain in the sink. Obviously, the bathroom, it's not that way. So therefore, the fact that you're knocking it down with a plunger instead of the flushing, the regular flushing, not so bad. Not that much of a difference. That's also what we said, Kavod HaBrias. Rabbi Yoshua is masking. However, he's only masking in the following case. He's masking in a case where right now it's broken. What sense is it broken? It's broken in the sense it's not working properly. But something goes down. Okay. But if nothing goes down, it's completely, completely stuffed up, nothing at all, zero, then it's considered broken, it's considered tikkun, and if you have to do it, you do it through a goy, and if it's mamish, kavod habrias, no goy available, you can do it kalach hayad. It's over here in the sukkah, right? Kalach hayad, makom shel, goes to berabona. That's a case of the Gemara Ksubis, right? Zivra skatsin, v'machan v'ragla v'tzina v'shabes. How you do this kalach hayad? I don't know exactly. How do you use this kind of device, kalach hayad? Push down. I don't know. Use your elbow. You figure out a way how to do a kalach hayad, and Rabbi Yoshua will be made. But you have to figure out a way to do a kalach hayad. I'm not sure. I'm not good at these things. But if you could find a way, there'd be a room to be lenient in such a circumstance. Okay? That's what the poskim say. If it's completely stuffed. If it's not completely stuffed, we said before, there's more room to be lenient. Okay, Adka. Let us discuss now. We have quite a way to go today. Shia, so to start the really major sugya of boneh, which is we're discussing now binyan bekelim. Now, yes, I know binyan bekelim. We'll see the exceptions as we go. But before we get to that, we have to see some of the fundamental sugyas. Again, I'm skipping so much for lack of time. But these things are what we just simply have to see. Let's take a look at Mem Zayin. Gemara Mem Zayin. We have to learn through the sugya just for a few minutes. Once over here, Mem Zayin on Aleph. Mita shel tarsiyim. Malam zemita shel tarsiyim b'shabbos. Amoleh shaper dami. Shaper dami. Who said shaper dami? Rabbi Abba, Rabbuna Barachia. Shaper dami, it's okay. Kent Rav Yehuda, what are you kidding? Chayav Chatas. Oh, that's pretty big range. From Het to Gomba to Chayav Chatas. That's true. Okay. Frank the Gemara, here's the question. Of course, very careful analysis. Hamal is it kona minora b'shabas Chayav Chatas? Kona siyad lo yamsim hem zepot ravalosur. What's the question? What is the question? This is Pashup Shah. What is the question? So in order to see the question, I have to go a little bit further with the Gemara. Okay, there's obviously a question over here. Rabbi Simoy Omer, Karen Agula Chayav, Karen Pshut the Potter. Answer the Gemara, we'll see if we don't have the questions yet. Answer the Gemara, Inu the Amruki Haitan in the time. Don't bother me. What does it say over here? Malbano Samita. There, you put it on the bottom of the legs of the bed. Shalayukah b'varetz. You know, we have these things even today. Ukraos avita, ulevachem shal skibis, lo yachzir. Dimhechzir patur avalasim, v'lo yitka, v'yimtaka chayav chatas. Rashbag omer, my roughly butter. This is obviously what we say. What? We say ki haitan the Tanya, they're Mekel. The only time it was Mekel over here is Rashbag. So they hold like Rashbag. Zoptosis. Rashbag. Oh, make my roughly butter. Leal Nami. married beruffly. Huh? So very straightforward. Here it's roughly, there it's roughly. And therefore it's going to be permissible. Permissible. How can it be, yes, the question he asked before? Ma machayev chadas, ma shoray afil lechatchila? And beyond that, they ain't been in the steer of Mikhailim, which we'll get to. V'yei Shlomo. This is what we said, we ran earlier. Horav shmur damitavayu, ma'azit mitha shadasim b'shabas chayev chadas, kishe eino rafui. Kein, the rafui ain't svaro lahata lechatchila, rabosai. That's what it means. A loop shot in the Gemara. They said Shabbat Dami. The question was, how can it be Shabbat Dami if it's roughly? If it's not roughly, it's going to be Chiyuv Chadas Daraisa. It should be Gzeir roughly at the end of roughly. All this is in between the lines. For the Tosfos Pshat. None of this is prepared for Shas. Based on their three kashas, Tosfos has a big Kiddush. And the one meant to ask, you say it's Mutter. He says it's Chiyuv Chadas. So what's the kasha? Kasha is, if it's chayav chadas in some cases, you know, here it's roughly, they should have made a gzeira. That's how we understand it. Okay? That's how we understand it, Rabosai. Good. I want to show you, it's Tosfos. I want to show you one other pshat. In the Ritva. Zion. Nice. Sorry. Ma'al ha'ach divishot ha'asim b'shabbos. Pidush ha'prokim. Amul ha'shaper dami. Watch this now. Pirshu b'roughly. We saw before. The Ferish ha'gemara. Rash b'agam roi roughly mutter. Okay? So what's the kasha? What's the kasha? What's going on? Look at this. Rav and Shmuel the Mehudah. He's tight. Vafila below Tkia. So right away, Rabbosi, before we go any further, we already see the three levels. There's Rafui, there's Mehudah, and there's Tkia. Now the word Rafui is Meferish and Gemara, which you saw, and my Rafi Mut. The word Tkia is the top line. Lo Yitka, Tok Chayav Chadas. The word Mehudah as a third level, it's not so apparent. Not everyone agrees there is a third level. But we just read the Ritva Beferish. There were three different levels. So Rav and Shmuel is Mehudah without Tkiyah. Because they hold what? What do they hold? They hold what? They hold Yesh Binyan Mikalim. Oh boy. Yesh Binyan Mikalim. So my Mehudah could be an Issa Daraisa. And therefore, Rafui has to be Usur. Why? Shema Yahadek. Oh, Rav Abba, Rav Huna breathes. The old Ein Binyan Mikalim. Even Behiduk, it's a Derabbanan. And therefore, Rafui is Mutter Lichat Chilo Rabosai. What's the Machlokas Atanoim? What's the Machlokas Atanoim? Is Yesh Binyan Mikalim or Ein Binyan Mikalim? Ain't been to Mikhailim, so why am Tokka Chayav Chadas? Give me a tour and answer, Rabosai. Maka B'Pakash. Maka B'Pakash. So this is a Machlokas Tosfos and Ritva, how to say Pasha Pshat in the words. What do these three things mean? What do the words mean? What do the words mean? So Tekiyah means, let's take a look since we have the Alter Rebbe, and today we're becoming Chabad for today. Okay? Alter Rebbe tells you in Siman Shin Yud Gimel to define the terms. Define the terms. How do you define Tekiyah? He writes as follows: Shema Yitka, Haino Shiyahat Koshem Bechozek, B'Makobos V'Garzen, Shlo Yuchal Odotis Misham, V'yischai mishum bonem. You knock it in with a hammer and nails, you can't get it out. That's Shin Yud Gimel Yud Dalet. The Rebbe goes on in your test. What does tokeya mean? Tekuin v'chozek. Here he says, "Ben shetoka b'masmer, ben shetoka b'eitz atzmo, achin es achid." It became one. That's told as bona b'chayv. This is what the Alter Rebbe says. That's what's called. So, what's mahudak? What does the word mahudak mean? Mahudak means yes, it's connected. All right, it is connected, but you can pull it out. You know, right now it's pretty tight. But you can pull it out easily. That's what's called mahudak. It's very important to get the definition straight. You can pull out easily. That's called mahudak. Okay? What's rafui? What's rafui mean? Rafui means that it's not even tight at all in the first place. It's not tight in the first place. If you look in the Farshim, the Beis Yosef, etc. It's misnoea. It moves around in the hole. It's not even tight at all. Okay, so there are three different levels according to Rov Rishon. Okay? It's important to understand this halach. Good. This is again basics definitions. There is a dispute which is fascinating in terms of the definition of some of these terms. It's found in the Mogen Avraham. Simon Shin Yud Gimel, Sivkotin Yud Aleph. He wants to know what does it mean. According to the Smag, you're only chayav if it requires gevura v'umnus. According to the Ravid, as long as it's tight, it's already considered to be in the category of chayav. What are they fighting about? El Yerava says, I looked it up, in Shin Yud Gimel Sivkotin Ches. We didn't see this last time. Inside. What's the fight? The Ravid is quoted by the Miri here in the staff. It's Chai Vashem Maka B'Patish. So Maka B'Patish, all you care about is the end result. It's tight. It's good enough. But according to the Smag, as written in the Smag, Yechai Vashem Bona. Bona. That tells us about the Maisa. The Maisa Bona requires something which is Gvura V'Yumkus. So this is very important to understand this difference of opinion. Ad kan rabosai, the basics. Okay, this is the basics of the sukkah. We still have, you give me 22 minutes, try to give you the world of bona as we can discuss it today. So it's very important to understand, very, very important, there is a concept that we all the Mepharshim have about Kisui Kalim. Kisui Kalim, Mr. Bagan Aram says, we already had it a few times already, that's 2 days. Lo Asuya Nakiyam, Rakla Poskon Ula Sagron Tomid. The Taz says as well. And in Prima Gaudim, this is critical, says, quote, Kalim Shei Ershel Lishtamish Bahem, Kiyim, Aide Pirik Vihiduk. That's a quotation. Now, what does that mean? So here we have the pshat which we favor is that of the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish said this whole kula, this whole leniency applies to a case in which it's necessary to do it and undo it in order to utilize the kli. But if you do it to utilize the kli, and you undo it for side reasons, this is no leniency. And the basis for that is that lashon of the Mishpatosav one more time. Kelim she'i ever should establish them, kimai de pirut behiduk, ena akpash abone, the osim mitchilo lekach. This is, you can look it up again in Shin Yud Gimel, in the Taz of Cotton Zion with the Prima Garden there. And there are riots back and forth, Rambans, and I can't go into all the various riots. Oh. What's pshat, Rabosai, in Bita Shel Tarsim? Right? It's also, it's a prefab, right? It's a kind of a cot. You make it, you unmake it. Says Chazanish, no. There you use it only when it's in its form that it's made. When you unmake it, you undo it, that's for side reasons. In order to simply transport it. That's what the Chazanish says in Siman Nun, Sivkot and Tes. Very, very important. Very important. So now, the post can talk about various examples of situations where we should argue that putting it on and taking it off is integral to using it. You can't use it if you don't put it on and off. The very use, for example, gives an example in the state of Binyan Shabbos. A high chair. So you have that, the chair part, and you have the new table part, if you will. So you have to have it intact so the baby can eat on it. You have to remove it, take it to the sink, and wash it off. Babies, Baruch Hashem, they make that tray very dirty. So they're both necessary as part of the use. Something that's so tight, if you can't remove it, you can't get the baby out. You can't keep the baby there in the high chair all day. So it's impossible to use it. And he wants to be the Lego, Rabosai. This is one of the most important things he said, the Lego. Okay? Because he claims that Lego is made to be made and unmade. If you can't unmake it, you spend, $20 on a Lego, give for a Hanukkah present. You make one shape and it's all over. But if you use it and you'll use it, reuse it, you have to take it apart all the time. That's part of its usage. Yeah? That's a either salt. That's what we assume. Now, for the same reason, there's no problem of, once again, and here I have the Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe. It's very important to quote. This is in Siman Shin Yud Gimel. He says as follows. He says, if you do a tight Gvur of Yumnus, it's Binyan Gomer. Chai Mishimbone, he will also the sky in Harbe. Then Eino Osi, the sky in Harbe. Harbe is a binyan aroi, we also the Resofin. Elam Kane, Eino also the Kiyim Klau, Kimoshe is born. The question is, if you take this Alter Rebbe at face value, he's going to be Mater, a baby bottle, even though some say that screwing things on is considered to be Tokeya, according to some. But the baby bottle, you have to unscrew it in order to put the formula in, and then you have to screw it back on in order to be able the baby should be able to drink from it, on and off, on and off, on and off, ain't also the key of cloud. But the conscience is what we call a salt shaker. A salt shaker, same thing, you have to on and off to put the salt in and then to use it, but it's not done on a daily basis, far from it. So that's a question. Based on the lashon of the Alter Rebbe, what's the law? Okay? These are some of the issues that we have to talk about. So the Binyan Shabbos suggests as follows. He says, that perhaps we should argue that Kisu Kalim, which don't require gvura v'umnus. Rabosai, I have no umnus and I don't have too much gvura. I can still able, Baruch Hashem, to take a salt shaker, to add a salt, and to put salt in, and then screw it in, and then screw it right back in. So if you don't need gvura v'umnus, then perhaps it's mutter, even in a case in which it's not going to be undone on the same day. That's a poskim say the stam, kisu kelim is mutter, and they don't say dafka, if it is going to be undone the same day, because the typical case of Kisu Kalim does not require Gevura V'yumnus. Okay, this is what we're suggesting now. Because otherwise we have a little bit of trouble. Fine. Fine. Okay. Now, we're short of time. Let's see if we can discuss a couple of other idyanim. Let's first talk about this very point that we started talking about the Chazal Ish Yisod, that the only time we have a heter is with the Prima Gunan, that you can only use it by doing and undoing it. Otherwise, the heter would not apply. Okay? Is that true or is it not true? Let's take a look briefly and see what we can analyze. So, I saw that some posts can quibble with the Chazon Ish. You know, I'm a major Chazon Ish fan, as you know already. And there are those who are disputing it. The Megillah Sefer, who usually also always Chazon Ish is Kodesh Kedoshim, here in Siman Tes Vav, he has certain quibble. But this is sort of Chazon Ish. I'm going to read you a little bit. Says, let's see if we find the right spot. Oh, it's an old sign. I'm giving you a quotation of Chazon Ish over here. Dafka bekisush ed stimas a kli binyan el shimush, the kli sasa nolam en a kli. Becholinin a kli ulios pasuah bel shamash bo sasa shalom shas shimush. And therefore, it's not like one, it's two, that's two items that work together in usage. But, vita shatasim, aftikin nashah hashavone. This is his famous comparison to an electric circuit. Right? That's tokei, he claims. And therefore it's considered to be bone. Now, I take it on and off? No. When you take it off, so it's just what's called to side points. But that's called save electricity. Okay? And he says, keeps you kelim, is suras hashimosh yale eschalpos v'psicha l'estima v'estima l'psicha. Like a door. They have a back buktino. There's no issue at all. You have to fill up, as I said before, fill up with milk, and then you have to open it, you have to close it. As opposed to Mita Shel Tarsir, which is used only when it's together, you take it apart only for transportation purposes, and even Kana Shel Sayadim, the other case. What was that? If you recall, I'm a painter, a plasterer, and I have different pieces I put on to get higher and lower on the wall to do my job. So even there, he says, royal and adding and taking away pieces is in order to make additional ways to use it. So that's also for the Rabbanim. But if you can't use it at all, then it's mutter. That's why you want to say a cool over here. Refrigerator, we'll get to that next week. The refrigerator where you have to, the motor has to go on and off, otherwise it's going to either freeze the food or break the motor. Then even the Chazon Ish should be molded. Then he says, I'm not so sure that the whole thing is true to Chazon Ish. This is surprising. Because the Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe, we just read it before, I read it to you inside. And Shin Yud Gimel, Sivcha, just read you the whole Siv before, verbatim. He says, even if the Pirik is Dabit study, right? He doesn't say differently anywhere. He doesn't mention it. I want to argue and say that the Bechila is incorrect, and the Chazon Ish is correct. And even the Lubavitcher Rebbe meant that. Because what does it say? He meant, left out two words. Kimo sheyizboer. Kimo, the last two words of Sivchav are Kimo sheyizboer. What's Kimo sheyizboer? In Sivchav Aleph. There he talks about Kisu Kalim. There it's made to, you know, to put it on and take it off. You can't use it otherwise. That's Mamish, the exact same case. It's true, he didn't say it in Sivchav, as the Megillah Sefer correctly points out. But he said it in Siv Chafal. Megillah Sefer quotes, as usual, other ayahs to try to prove his point. Quotes in Mishnah Berurah, look it up, please. Siman Shin Yud Zayin, Sif Katan, Tes Zayin. Take a look. Shin Yud Zayin, Sif Katan, Tes Zayin. See what it says? Shin Yud Zayin, Tes Zayin. What does it say? The Mechaber says it's in base. Nishmatu lo ritzuos min of the saddle or nishmat ruach regal but lanter ritzuos etc. Says the Mishnah Berurah Tezayin avla min al chodosh also lo ten ritzuos b'shabbos. Hakim lech rochad of the takan mona. What did the saddle of the saddle chodosh? Okay. Avol avneit shara lachnisa afilu of the saddle chodosh lo mevata lehosam. Who also the hachnas of the whole titanir. Oh, he says, look at this. The same leniency of the Malan Avram. It's meant to be done and undone. And here, Abosai, it's only going to be used when it's in, not when it's out. And you can keep the belt in the pants forever. Why not? So you see, Klar, he wants to say from this Mishnah Berurah, and we can be making on this in this leniency of the Malan Avram. He interprets also the Hakam also taught it in the same vein as the Magen Avraham, also the thought of this Gautami, it's almost verbatim, even in a case in which it's not critical to remove it and put it back in order for the Etzem HaShimush. That's what he says. That's his Lashon. Harei Hotzah Sa'avnei Eina Nechutza Li Etzem HaShimush. Seems to me Chazanish would refute it by saying, now wait, excuse me. I only said my Yesod where there is a chibur. How strong is the chibur? How lasting is the chibur? He had nothing. Rabosi, you're wearing a belt. You put the belt into the loops. That's a chibur. That's not a chibur at all. That's nothing. That's nothing at all. Nothing. It's not even roughly. It's nothing. It's zero. It's absolutely zero. Nothing. And therefore, we can be megal even in a case in which it's only going to be used when the belt is in the pants, and not otherwise. Nothing. It's not a tikkun mana at all. Since you plan to, it's also lo tziyo, even though it's fit to be used without removing it. Chazanish said it's vark. What is the much more significant connection, right? Such as the case that we're describing here in our sugya. But it came to the Chazanish's raya of mitzvah shel tarsiyah. That's the main raya. So what are you going to do with that riot, above saying, what are you going to do with it? Look at he writes. Second. Bidashot Tarsiyin. Nira. Look what he says. Shah meduba shataka biyestelos umasmeri. As Rashi said. Shazuat kia shadimala begabara. Vitsura shazu shatkia. Hitsura shaosim shirotsim the kayam as abinin the harbez man. Data leparka is used, if that's what it comes to Kisu Kalim. The Kisu Kalim, the Tzura of Kisu Kalim are both sides. What are you doing? You are covering and uncovering pots and bottles and salt shakers, all that. That kind of an action is typical for someone who is using it and then going to undo it. Not, doesn't connote any kind of permanence. So that's when the leniency would apply. However, mita shel tarsiyim, where they take yestelos from asmer, and they're taking pegs and they're taking nails and knocking it in, that surah, Rabbi Osai, has an aura of permanence. And even though you're going to undo it in order to transport it, it won't matter. Give an example. The Bialach HaSimon Shin Yud Zayin, we spoke about it 2 days ago, you tie a tzitzis. Oh, I have a mind to undo it after Abdullah. Doesn't work. That's objectively what looks like something which is permanent. That's what he suggests. Ooh, that's a fascinating suggestion. And the Magen Avraham has a mekel only by Kalim, which is the Bikal, it's easy to take it, easy on, easy off, easy on, easy off. And therefore, as we mentioned a little while ago, you don't have to do it the same day. That's what we said before when it came to the soul check. It's easy on, easy off. And then need not be the same day. And therefore, he's suggesting, even though the Magen Avraham holds that Havraga is like Tekiah, that's a machlokas aposkin, if you screw something in, is it considered like a tokea or not? Yes, it's called tokea. Kevin sheish kan hidik b'chozek rav. Nonetheless, mo mashen also the kaiyim lahatid tokea zu. Kevin shegam kshel arotz on the kaiyim as a binyan l'zman rav. Regilim l'tkoa b'tzur zu. That's what he says. What will he do, Rav Osai, with Karen Agula? Go back to the Gemara. Please go back to the Gemara for a minute. Karen Agula. See what it says, please, if you don't mind. Karen Agula. See what it says. Karen Agula. What is it, Karen Agula? What do the words mean? Take a look. Karen Agula. So Rashi says it took on the Klezemer. We had yesterday a flute, Baruch Hashem. Right? That was in order to help us understand what this is all about. Okay? Osin the Kovim, Kekuvara Machtan Chalilim. The matter of the was a Chalil. What about seeing Kolos Harbe, Karen Agula, Smaisa Umanu? The Surah Lit Koab in the Kovim, Bechoset, Bahavia Malacha. Rabbi Osai. I don't see any Masmeris over here. The only nails. Unless you say, as Rashi says, it's a Maisa Umanu. Oh. Maisa Umanu, they're both sides. So maybe when it comes to a Maisa Uman, that may be different. We unfortunately did not have time to go into Maisa Uman at such great length, but Maisa Uman is a halachic category. It's even relevant in the Tumah. And if Maisa Uman is necessary, we can argue that Batal Shen Kli, when you take it apart, and it starts all again when you toke it a second time, as opposed to Kisu Kalin. I think that's going to be the best way to handle all this. And this will just end the shiur, because we don't have so behind the schedule. Just end this one final thing. Is there Binyan B'Kalin, or is there no Binyan B'Kalin? Halacha L'Maisa. Is there or is there not Binyan B'Kalin? So we pass it according to almost everybody. Rav may be an exception, that ain't binyan b'kelim. And Rashi consistently holds that way. Ain't binyan b'kelim. Never. Never. There's a certain chiyuv we just spoke about. Whenever there's a problem, what does Rashi say? All the same thing. What does he say? Makeh b'patch. Rashi's consistent. So take a look at Rav Osai in Tosis. On that. Kuf beis in the base. What does Tosis say? Afakav the kaim when they've been to Bekalim. Omari, Yatak Zaras Bate Teresin, Madar Shokulis. Abel, huh? Kuf Beis and Medeis. Maslaha. Abel Binyan Gomer, Machai Bekalim, Mita Shotasim, Tokachai of Chavis. When there a difference? The Machai Shein Chizik Biyumnus, if the Kli is not considered Binyan. But if Chizik Biyumnus, we saw that phrase before, the Smad, this is the Baal Yatosis. So Tosis souls, Yesh binyan gomer and yesh stira gemura b'kalim. Rashi is absolutely not. Never. All you have is what? Makeh b'patch. Might not come in, you chayv anyway. The difference will be the twin. Bone has a twin. What's this twin of bone? Soseh. Makeh b'patch has no twin. That's the Rashi over here. That kuf mem vav b'nal. We're going to discuss it at length next week, the sugya of Shovar and Sachavis. So Rashi says on that Mishnah, what's Rashi saying? Ein b'mekalkel shemisim b'shabbos. The Ran tumbles, what he means, that's the Rabbanan. That's not what Rashi meant, said the Chasam Sofer and others. Rashi only meant that it's the Easter's Makeh B'Patish, and the flip of Makeh B'Patish is Mutter. This is Rashi Shita. So Rashi holds, it's never been in all the Makeh B'Patish, but it can never ever be any steer. Ever. Can't be. Okay. The person says, no, as long as you require Gura Biyumnus, this Yesh Binyan B'Kalim. Just end with the, just give me 2 minutes just to go. We started a little, it's a tad late. There's a Ran. The Ran in your old Rans, here on this Sugya, you can look it up, please. On this Sugya, not good base. You'll find it on page Lamed Zion. Lamed Zion of Alphas is Kuf Dalet in our print. What kind of bone are we passing? Ain't Binyan B'Kalim. Says the Ran, Ki Aminin Hachi Hanimili B'Klish in the Sparik called menorah shel chulius.
Okay.
Attach, detach, attach, detach. And then it became. Aval osa kli mitchiloso. You start from scratch. Lo mikri binyin bin kelim. Ela osa kli mikri. U mechaya mishum bona. That's stage number one. You start from scratch. Not binyin bin kelim. We call the binyin kelim. Then he takes it one step further. Along with what I just told you before. Ela o. Ela filu klishin esparik. Bitsarach Uman Bachazaroso, Kol Shev Zero, Chayav Alamishambone, Shemishash in his spark, my head Yachal of Zero, Bottom Utara's Cleav for Tumma, I told you. Shemak Zero, O Se Cleav Betchila. He quotes the Sukhanat Menvo. It's a very major Yisod. Major Yisod. This is what the Ran says, this is what the Rashbo says. Of course, the question is going to become, we're just out of time. What happens if you undo these things? Could there be a possible Isser? Could there be a possible Isser? Now, based upon this, if lo nisbatel shem kli, there'd be no chiyuv boneh, even if you require gevura v'yumnus. I'll end with the last point today. Take a look at the Rosh, Perek Yudzayin, Simen Av. Our last source. Perek Yudzayin, Simen Av. That the Eishpinin is steer b'karka, Aval Shoshida v'shteva v'ilu notan v'lein b'pinin is steer b'kelev. Okay? V'hoh, the Eimach Ziri, Tere Shem Yitka, U'michai v'shumake v'patish. Sounds like Rashi, right? Baka v'patish. V'bonu shel Olam, Frek the El Yerabo, why did he say, Make v'patish? The Rosh holds that there is binyan gomer and steering more of a kelim. Same as Tosfos. The answer is, the Rosh said so in a case over here. What happened over here? You took the door, right? Dela shel shir teva mikvah. Took the door off. You take the door off. Lo nisbatel shem kli. Lo nisbatel shem kli. And for that reason, you can't say, Yesh binyan b'kelim when you return it. So he holds, Yesh binyan gevura v'steirah b'kelim is bashal shem kli. Why? Because you need an umah lav zero. If you don't need umah lav zero, then it's not bashal shem kli. And the chiyuv is only because of makah v'patish rabosai. We did a very brief overview of this. We didn't quite finish many things. In the next week on Sunday, we start Sunday regular time for Shira, 11:30, the Sound of Shemayim. We're going to start the inyanim of I'd like to finish these inyanim if I can of the bone, but impossible. It's going to take us well into Monday, but we'll go one step at a time. I learned it a long time ago. We take one step at a time. We can cover a lot of ground. We start the Shemayim with a lot of Omo. We start the Shira today with the introduction. Nefesh Omo Omo Lo. The person, as Rashi says in Sanhedrin, that the person works on in Torah, the Torah will enable you to retain and to learn and to delve as deeply as possible into the Torah. The Shabbos is prayer of the Chaim.